Good morning. Thanks to be here. I know it's the last day and I'm exhausted. I'll be talking about trace metals uptake by vegetables grown in soil amended with exceptional quality biosolids. I'll explain exceptional quality biosolids in a minute. We are at Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago. We treat in about Cook County about, on average, dry weather, 1.5 billion gallons of water a day. It's a lot of water, and we produce about 160,000 dry tons of biosolids. And most of these biosolids are exceptional quality biosolids and used as a fertilizer for growing corn and other row crops in the neighboring Collier counties. But recently, all this farmland has been going away and away from Chicago, and we have a challenge of using those biosolids within the Cook County. But Illinois regulations are different than federal regulations. So Illinois, we are not allowed to use biosolids on growing food crops for human consumption. So in about 2010, we approached the Illinois legislature that, hey, we need to change these regulations. All the country, most of the states allow this biosolid use. So they said, okay, we made a good presentation, good package about all the literature and all the research conducted throughout the nation and throughout the world that, hey, heavy metal, though it's a perceived issue, there's been a lot of research that it's not an issue with exceptional quality biosolid. They said, oh, show us your Illinois research data. So that was the biggest motivation of conducting this research. So after the implementation of Clean Water Act and promulgation of this 40 CFR Part 503 rule, we call it a biosolids rule or 503 rule, there has been reduction in heavy metals in the biosolids. Very drastic reduction. I'll give you an example. In 1970s, the cadmium was about 25 times higher in biosolids compared to last 2009 National Sludge Survey. So it's not only cadmium, most of the heavy metals are very low in biosolids compared to 70s and 80s sludge. So however, people are still worried about biosolids borne heavy metals contaminating the food and also contaminating our groundwater. Many of these concerns were based on the old sludge before the pretreatment, industrial pretreatment program started. In Chicago, we started this pretreatment program in 1995 after the biosolids 503 rule was promulgated in 1993. And we have seen about 10 to 20 times reduction in heavy metal concentration in biosolids at our rate. So we wanted to do a study on exceptional quality biosolids, how this metal uptake. So we chose about three crops, as a lettuce, zucchini, and tomatoes, represented major vegetables grown in the region. The reason for choosing lettuce was previous research by Rufus Cheney's group or Sally Brown's group has shown that lettuce is the crop which will accumulate these metals to the highest concentration. So we said, okay, let's try this lettuce crop. We want to see how much is the uptake from exceptional quality biosolids. So we conducted a study at silty clay loam soil with three rates of biosolids control, 25 megagrams per hectare and 50 megagrams per hectare. 25 megagrams per hectare is the normal rate for supplying agronomic nitrogen to crops and the vegetables grown in that area. For three crops, lettuce, zucchini, and tomato, the beginning soil pH was about 7.6, and we had three replications. This study was conducted from 2011 to 2013, and we kept applying biosolids at the same rate. So by 2013, our biosolid 25 megagram per hectare treatment received three times that biosolids amount. Talking about exceptional quality biosolids, if you look at the very for the EQ503 regulatory limits for the 9 heavy metals. These are these ones. For example, cadmium is 39 and copper is 1500 milligram per kilogram. The biosolids we had was concentrations were much lower than our EQ biosolids, and the soil we used had even lower concentrations of those heavy metals. And the metals in the red are the metals regulated by 503 rule. They are 9 metals: arsenic, cadmium, copper, mercury, molybdenum, nickel, lead, selenium, and zinc. So when the 3 years pH was dropped a little bit at the higher rate of biosolid application, but it was not a significant reduction, we still had a very high pH in the soil. Metals uptake results we saw, I'll show you some of the data, but we, even increasing biosolids application three times by 2013, we did not see any enhanced metal uptake by crops compared to our control soil. And lead concentration, rather, and most of the crops declined as we increased the biosolids rate. This is not new, it is already published. And uptake of other metals, which are not in 503, like manganese, beryllium, barium, cobalt, silver, was also not affected. I mentioned that choosing lettuce as a reference crop because it takes maximum amount of cadmium and zinc. It's already published in literature. So here is the data showing that relative uptake of those cadmium and zinc by lettuce and zucchini and tomato. You can see that both zucchini and tomato accumulated very less amount, less low concentration of cadmium and zinc. And this is equivalent to that most within the range of all the published literature. Zucchini and tomatoes accumulate about 10 to 30% average of what the lead will be accumulated in lettuce. And same for tomatoes, almost the same range. So in case you have less resources, you don't have to grow many crops. It adds to the cost of doing experiments. So you can just grow lettuce and you will get the numbers. In how many people are aware of the 503 risk assessment, which was conducted by US EPA? I guess only very few sitting here. Only two people I can see who would know. In 503 risk assessment, they evaluated 14 pathways for risk evaluation, and uptake by crops was one of the direct pathways. And they come up with the uptake coefficients of these heavy metals for the crops. If you see these uptake coefficients for leafy vegetables and fruit crops for cadmium, nickel, and zinc were listed in this table. So we predicted the uptake of these three metals based on our application rate in our experiments in 2011 and 2003 when the loading rate was almost triple. And we compared with the actual concentration we observed in those three vegetables. And if you see the data on the actual concentration versus predicted concentration ratio, if it is less than one, that means we were very conservative. The actual uptake is much lower than what that US EPA used risk assessment coefficients were predicted. Exception was only zinc. Still, it was very close. So those coefficients are still valid for exception quality biosolids, and we have shown that exception quality biosolids, there is no risk of accumulation of those metals in vegetable crops. We again calculated the safe lifetime concentration in the vegetable crops we studied. The safe lifetime concentration means that it is safe to use. If the concentrations are below that limit, it's safe for a vegetable farmer to eat about 60% of the vegetables for a lifespan of 70 years, and still there won't be any effect on human health due to those foods. And this is the safe lifetime concentrations for cadmium, nickel, and zinc. at different loading rates. Our actual concentrations are much, much lower for all the lettuce, zucchini, and tomatoes. And if you see the actual versus SLC ratio, we are almost between 10 to 50 or 60% of those concentrations, which are much, much lower than safe lifetime consumption concentrations in metals. So in conclusion, the present study corroborates the previous research that it is safe. These heavy metals are not taken up by crops, though they are present in high concentration in the soil. They are not bioavailable. And EQ biosolids can be used to grow crops safely. There's no issue. And when we presented this data last year, we were able to change the regulation. Urban agriculture in the Chicago area and Cook County and the neighboring counties is really increasing. And a couple of months back, we were able to change that regulation. And now we are allowed in Illinois to use exceptional quality biosolids. And all the folks that are doing urban agriculture in the Chicago area are very excited about it. So there's a big resource for them to produce vegetables and develop the green spaces in their neighborhoods. Thank you. At the Chicago, we produce all of our biosolids that are exceptional quality.
Yeah, but in the United States,
I think majority of these, after the pre-treatment, of majority of these biosolids, I would say more than 80% are exceptional quality biosolids.
I was wondering how many applications of biosolids, just one
Yes, a very good question. We apply based on nitrogen. In this study, we were using double the amount in the first year. By third year, it was almost six times the recommended rate. Still, it showed no accumulation. But how this exceptional quality biosolids risk assessment was done, and once you classify those biosolids as exceptional quality, you can apply year after year without any issue. Until a couple of months back, they were going on the golf courses and farms, but now it's made available to the citizens.
I have a question, though. So it looks like you studied this on one soil type with one range of pH that didn't fluctuate much over the study. And in your conclusion, you mentioned that bioavailability is one of the restricting factors
right.
of the accumulation.
Right.
So I'm just curious, have you reviewed any studies, or did you have any other soils that you looked at in this process?
We do. We have a site called Fulton County Research Site where we have been applying biosolids since 1970 with very high application rates, and some of those treatments received about 2,000 tons of biosolids per acre. And we have the published data that metals were not the issue. Metals are not taken up by soil. They accumulate in the soil, and they are right there. There was no leaching of these heavy metals in those long-term studies, which went about for 30 years, and there was no uptake in many, many crops we studied.
So what is the fraction of the sludge the biosolids produced in your Chicago region that's actually used on the land?
We use all of our biosolids on beneficially, almost 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's free too, right?
For now, it's been free, but now from this year, we started making compost. City of Chicago and Cook County overall, due to that ash tree, ash borer, we have a lot of wood chips. So we partnered, and City of Chicago doesn't have a place to put those wood chips. So we partnered with the City of Chicago, and we are making about 30,000 cubic yards of compost, and that we are selling. Michael.
As you begin to have more consumers using the product, are you going to educate them in terms of application rates and management practices?
Yeah, we do. We have a very good education program, and we organize a lot of field days and a lot of field days at the Urban Agricultural Forum. Yeah.
It's the treatment by using the metals, or you have less metals coming into the sewage treatment system?
Both. We have a very strong pre-treatment program. The way it's done in Chicago, all the water quality for the receiving streams limits are going down and down. You know, so we pass on those limits. We back calculate now how much industry to meet those water quality limits. We back calculate that how much industry can put in our combined sewers. So we keep. Once we get stringent limits, we pass on those stringent limits to industry. So they have to then prep up their pre-treatment program. So all metal concentration is going down.
Thank you.